All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to season 3 of Mind Over Music. I'm your host, Sean Ali Molodino. You're listening to Radio Azad, where your voice matters. You've downloaded the Radio Azad app. You've gotten all your friends and family to download the app. Our job here at Radio Azad is not only to entertain you, but also to inform you and to inspire you. Tonight, we have a very special guest. The month of October is all about midterm elections, all the issues that are impacting our South Asian community. Tonight, I have Swati Narayan. She is the director of operations at the Houston Coalition Against Hate. She is an activist in her own right, represents so many different organizations in and around gun violence specifically. And that's what our topic is going to be tonight. It's all about the epidemic of gun violence and all of its different forms that it takes and how it impacts us politically as well. Swati, thank you so much for joining the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here and for giving me a platform to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. How did you get involved in activism in the first place? And from there, we can kind of get into why gun violence is kind of the center of so many different political issues, not just, you know, education or safety and quality of life, but everything, mental health. You know, let's get into it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say when I became an activist or when I started to feel like I need to speak out. You know, I think after I had my children and they were in elementary school, and my kids all went to public school, and public school is as good as the village that, you know, is around it, right? And it requires parent involvement, teachers, you know, so on and so forth. And I realized there was an opportunity for me to use my voice on issues that were important to me. And so I think that's where I started to, you know, start speaking out about certain things, curriculum and things like that. And then my best friend lived in Connecticut, and her friends had gone to Sandy Hook Elementary. Her children had gone to Sandy Hook Elementary. And so when that massacre took place, I mean, her children were not at the school at the time, but she knew so many people who were affected, teachers, community members. And you know, and I like so many other people thought, my gosh, we're sending our kids to school. That should be a safe place. This should not be happening. So I think that's when I started to become involved. Then I was living in a house, my previous house, and I had an Oscar party. And so I had some friends coming over, and all of a sudden I heard somebody, like, you know, knocking on my door, you know, pretty belligerently. And I opened it. It was one of my friends, and she had just been held up at my door, at my doorstep. And I was like, you know, it just struck me that, oh my goodness, like right here in my house, this has happened. And so I started working, volunteering with law enforcement and like what my local law enforcement to kind of see like, okay, what issues are impacting our community, you know, related to gun violence. And then I became involved with Moms Demand Action, and I became a volunteer, worked with students, helped students forge a parent-student contract regarding gun safety in, you know, within the school district. So like, this was the first school district in Texas to have a parent-school contract, which, you know, kind of talked about the implications of safe storage, you know, not having firearms and ammunition stored securely. And so when you think about all that, you think about where we are and all of the gun deaths in this country, so many of them are unintentional. So many of them, almost every single one of them are preventable. And to me, it's just like one of the dumbest issues because it's so solvable. And yet we lack the will to fix it. And yeah. You said something in your introduction, you were talking about gun violence and how it's become very political, but it should not be politicized. It shouldn't be political. Our safety should not be something that's debated or legislated. it should just be common sense. And unfortunately, that's not the case anymore.
Yeah. And I can only imagine the rabbit hole that you kind of went down as you started your activism, and how nonsensical it might have been to say, hey, let's just have common sense gun laws in this country. Let's talk a little bit about the magnitude of the issue, right? Because this is not just, like you mentioned, Sandy Hook, this is not just school violence and school shootings, right? We had talked about this before, that school shootings only comprise 1% or less of all gun deaths in the United States, but it makes headlines. You know, more than 50% of those gun deaths are suicides, or people taking their own lives, child-related deaths, accidental. You know, these are gun safety issues, along with the just the pure magnitude of people getting gunned down in streets, you know, depending on what neighborhood you're in. And the access to having guns, whether they're registered or not, you know, so it's a greater issue than what we might think is the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. And I also think that most Democrats aren't against having a gun. It's about the context and the culture around gun ownership and how freely we're able to tote these guns around, with, you know, things like what Greg Abbott just enacted, which is open carry and not even having proper background checks, right?
So a couple of things. First of all, open carry has been the law in Texas for quite a while. But what just happened at the last legislative session was they enacted permitless carry. And so what that means is you don't have to go through any training anymore you don't have to register for a permit in order to buy a gun. You can go in, go through a very rudimentary background check. I mean, you know, just almost basic, and walk out with a firearm and ammunition. I can't even go and buy Sudafed without having to ask a pharmacist to unlock it for me. Or, I mean, I was at Walmart a couple of weeks ago and I just needed some razors. Those were locked. And so, but firearms are, you know, you can't get a driver's license without taking a test. But such is not the case for firearms. And that is problematic. And one of the other things you said was people being gunned down in certain neighborhoods. Well, you know, gun violence does not discriminate. It does not know zip codes. It does not know ethnicity or culture or how wealthy you are or how poor you are. Gun violence it permeates every single aspect of our day-to-day lives. Our children are having to go through active shooter drills at school. That is part of gun violence in the sense that they are having to learn how to live with it. Our children, five-year-old kids, have to learn how to barricade doors. That's like unacceptable to me. You know, the trauma that comes with just having to think about it.
Yeah, and go through those drills. Yeah.
You know, we often talk about, you know, when we send our kids to people's homes, well, you know, do you have a swimming pool? Do you have dogs? Do you have allergies, you know, to certain foods? Do we talk about, do you own a gun? Because so many times children will go to other homes and they will find an unsecured weapon, play with it, because children are children, and unintentional consequences, you know, may occur.
Absolutely.
And so we're not normalizing those conversations around safety either, and which we need to be doing, because let's face it, you know, there are more firearms in this country than there are people.
Yeah. You know, Swathi, with the last minute that we have here, you know, we talked about.
Are we already at the last minute?
Yeah. I know. These conversations can go on for hours. And I really enjoyed having the conversation. As unfortunate and sad as it is, you know, although these common sense gun laws shouldn't be politicized, they are. And there is, you know, the Republican Party who's going on in a very extreme way toward having and reinforcing and cauterizing these rights to permitless carry, to open carry, and to having, you know, nonsensical gun law. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, what we want our community to think about as these midterm elections are underway. Early voting started last Monday on the 24th. It goes through November 4th. Make a plan, get out and vote. Voting day itself is November 8th. Polling stations will begin opening and extending their hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So no excuse to not go out there and protect our children and protect our communities. What is your final message to our audience?
I mean, it's exactly what you said, right? I mean, after every single incident, Sandy Hook, the Pulse nightclub, Las Vegas, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There has been legislation brought up in Congress, and it is constantly struck down or not even voted on by Republicans who are bought by the gun lobby. And the only way at this point to change that is to vote for candidates who espouse common sense gun reform. And those just happen to be Democratic, you know? And so, you know, if that's what you need to do, then go and vote Democrat all the way down the ballot, because that is what we need to do to change the trajectory of this country. If not, we have here in Texas, we have legislators who have said at the next legislative session, one of the things they want to introduce is permitless carry for 18-year-olds. Right now, an 18-year-old can't just go and buy a gun. You've got to be, you know, 21 and older, but for 18-year-olds to just be able to go in and buy a gun. Literally, you know, a day after being a child, you can go in and buy a gun without any sort of training.
Yeah. No, it's a scary.
It's
a scary world, and it all alludes down to public safety. But you know, this greater context of a possible civil war is kind of being touted now, and it's real, and it's at our doorstep. So if we don't get out and vote, we're only going to be contributing to our own demise, and it's that important. These midterm elections are that important.
They are that important. The you know the state of our Congress, even here locally, having a governor who espouses common sense gun reform, it's a huge step towards stopping the, you know, the craziness that's going on right now.
Swati Narayan, thank you so much for joining our show today. To learn more and to get more involved, you can go to different organizations. One that we talk about here is theyseeblue.org, theyseeblue.org. Join the effort here. Go out, vote, make a plan, get your family involved. There's no vote same-day voter registration, so do not wait till the last second. Vote early, get it out of the way, and do your part to help sustain and maintain our democracy. Swati, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.